Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Hello, everyone. My name is Anakin Meeker, and welcome to the Madhouse. It's been another year, my friends. We made it. We survived. We did it. Barely. Actually, I can't say barely. My 2023 was barely. This year was more about thriving and finding myself and figuring out who I am again, seeing where I'm at. Handling demons, killing them off, throwing their head in the well, never to be seen again, letting them spiral deeper and deeper back into the hell in which they crawled out of. Boy, am I back. I've been figuring out myself. I've been going harder than ever, both in the gym, on the mic, and on the canvas, relationship-wise. I've been doing my fucking damnedest to get back to where I am. And I'm pretty damn proud of what I achieved this year. Because you see, at the end of 2023, I quit my job suddenly. The job that I despised, I hated. I was getting yelled at over and over by customers at this phone store I was at. And I absolutely fucking hated it. In 2023, I had some run-ins with the hospital and sent me to the psych ward and all this nonsense. And I lost myself. And at the end of 2023, after dumping the pills that had done me wrong for so long, I quit my job and my boss was like, "Why? Why the hell are you quitting?" They didn't put it like that, but it was pretty apparent that they wanted me to stay. And They tried. Even this corporate lady even came down and was like, "Why'd you leave?" And I let her know. I told her that I had wasted an entire year of my life. And if I'm lucky, if I'm very lucky, I only have about 70 more of those. And all 70 isn't even guaranteed. Death happens in an instant. Tragedy happens. Life turns on a dime, as some say. The wheel of fate is fucking brutal sometimes. And that's what I told him. I'm like, I don't know how much time I have left. And I have this ticker. Ever since I almost died, I have this ticker in the back of my head where It's this timer. It's this thing counting down. It's deet, doot, deet, doot, deet, doot. If anybody has ever seen the show 24, I saw it when I was younger, because I think it was early 2000s, maybe the 10s, the 2010s. But it's kind of like that. It's kind of like that clock. Beep, boop, just counting down. And I can't read any of the numbers, but I know that as soon as that thing runs out, you better fucking hope. You better hope that you did enough. And I have that in the back of my mind all the time now. These days that you have to go, it's not infinite. You have to make something of yourself. And that's been the driving force of this entire fucking year. And then it's going to be the driving force of all of next year too. Is just going hard and not taking shit for granted anymore. And so that's what I've been doing this whole year was... By the way, this episode, I'm just going to kind of reflect. I'm just going to kind of reflect on the past year. Set some goals for next year. And kind of go from there. See what's going on. But like, I've thought deeply about like New Year's and trying to figure out why the hell that was even a thing. Because in all these cultures, no matter how far back you go, even cultures that are on completely opposite sides of the world, they never even touched each other. All of them celebrated the New Year, and I was like, why? Why? What purpose would that serve? Why would you want to celebrate If you were, you know, in the throes of the wilderness and all of that, you had all this stuff to do. You had to survive. And then I realized that that's exactly it. Is that they made it a whole nother year. And that's the whole celebration, is that they lived a whole nother year. And I'd imagine that birthdays are the same thing, where you're celebrating. Well, I mean, we know it's a celebration of life and your day of birth, but you made it. You survived. You barely survived. And yes, I mean barely, because that timer is ticking and close calls happen all the time. They happen behind our back, so we miss them. And it's a celebration, and that's, I think we should get back to that, to remembering that. And I'm not trying to fill anybody with existential dread. Then again, you are going to have to face this reality eventually. And some people don't, and they live very, unfortunately, bitter lives. They never quite figure it out. At least that aspect. There's a lot of things that I haven't figured out myself. But just sitting back and thinking about it, we made it another one, and that's pretty goddamn profound and pretty amazing that we survived another one, another year. It's not over. It's not quite over. And it means a lot to be able to make it that far, and especially how my year has been, where, you know, I did my thing in the gym. I was just kind of thinking about that, and it really hit me that, God damn, I started this year at 290. I wrote down in my little notebook last year when I was in the throes of depression, just absolutely wishing upon a star and begging God to die. That's how low I was. But I knew that I had a purpose. I had to do something. I have to do something. I know that now. And I wrote in my notebook there, I put in some goals, and, you know, I said that I wanted to be 225 by 225 pounds by January 1st, 2025. The mantra I kind of gave myself is 225 by 2025, just to kind of get me through it. Actually, that's not the right word to say get through it. That wasn't it at all. I wanted to. I was fucking motivated. I am motivated. There's no question in my head that I'm going to do something. I'm going to do a goal. At least something like that. Like getting into the gym and losing the weight. Just staying fucking disciplined. Working hard. Every goddamn motherfucking day. And I did it, man. I didn't get to 225, but I'll fucking take where I'm at right now. I'm sitting at about 240. Started the year at 290. It was insane. There were two moments that kind of inspired that at the end of 2023 was going to the doctor's office and being a 23-year-old man. The year before, I was the greatest I'd ever been in my life physically. 235, just a fucking specimen. Could pull 500 on deadlift. Finally crushed that white whale. I don't know exactly where my squats were, but I could hit 365 at will. Just walk under it, hit it. No warm-up, no nothing, just fucking boop. Just for fun. And my bench was pushing 315. I was so close. I think my max was like 300, 295, 300. But, yeah, man, I was just sitting there. And I went from that to worthless. That's what I was. I was worthless, and I'll admit that. I was fucking worthless. I was throwing my life away. I got involved with some bad people in my life in 2023. Listened to them, took their advice. Went in their debt, went to their psych ward, the doctors, all of that. But I was sitting there in the doctor's office, and they were like, are you stressed? What's going on? You have really high blood pressure. And then they had me get on the scale, and that shit said 290. And never in my life, never in my life had I seen that number. And that hurt. That really hurt. And the other thing was some dude came up to me and gave me advice in the gym. And I was so pissed. I was so pissed, not because he was a dick about it. He was clearly a dick about it. But that's not the part that bothered me deeply. That bothered me on the surface, but that's not what really struck home. That's not where my anger came from. It's because I knew that I was fucking better than what I was. And having this dude, I was the motherfucker my entire life. And I'm back there now. But I was always that motherfucker that it's like, hey, Anakin or Meeker, depending on who I'm talking to. You know, how do I do this lift? What do I do to, you know, lose my love handles? Like, what do I do? And then all of a sudden, I find myself so fucking out of shape and so fucked up as some random half-brained motherfucker. A man inferior to me, or at least that's what I thought because of my pride. Now I know better. But he came up to me and he gave me advice. He asked me if I saw that lift on TikTok. It's like, the fuck? And started telling me about all his shoulders injuries and how he can help me. And I'm like, Christ, dude. Because it hurt. It hurt. It was a rude awakening to find out that I had become so far away from my potential, myself, that I looked like I needed advice. Yeah, that lit a fire under my fucking ass. That got me moving. So yeah, I feel pretty good about that. I feel pretty goddamn good about that. I feel fucking happy about that. I feel fucking vindicated after arguing and arguing over all this bullshit so much. Between the fucking Ozempics and shit coming out since I've stepped down as the king. Careful, Anakin. Pride is the devil. But you know what I'm saying. I was that motherfucker. It's like, and I had to get it back, and I did. So I feel good. I feel vindicated, because for years, people would just argue with me and argue over shit that I knew was right. Shit that I could prove was right. I'm talking exercise right now, just for fucking years straight. It's like, oh, you don't know what you're doing. I tell them something, they just roll their eyes or be like, I don't believe you. I'm going to go do this shit that I saw on a fucking Instagram video. Because this dude's on fucking steroids. Because this dude has a brand. Get the fuck out of here with your brand. And I can say that shit. Fuck your supplements, bitch. Fuck all of that. Fuck your pre-workout. Fuck your music. I did it without. And I feel fucking vindicated. I feel fucking proud of myself. I'm beating on my chest right now. Because I did that shit. 245, the best I've ever fucking looked. And I'm only going to get better. All that shit. I take creatine when I remember. And when I do, it's like 5 to 10 grams. No pre-workout. Fuck your pre-workout, bitch. I don't need it. I got my heart. I got my brain. I got my demons. Because I got something now that other people can't fucking tap into when I'm working out. We're just going about life. Going about life these days. And I think my 2024 has proved that with the podcast and, I mean, my workouts, my art. There's some shit that I can tap into. It's a whole nother fucking gear. Because when I'm, I just know that this is bigger than me. This is, I understand now that every year is precious. Every day, every fucking second, it matters. So I'm pretty goddamn, I feel good about what I did this year, 2024. I feel solid, and I want to do another one, and then another one, and a fucking another one, and 60 other ones. Till I fucking hit the grave. Pursue excellence with everything I fucking have. And that's the goal, man. That's the goal. And I'm just kind of talking shit now. But fuck it. I feel like I earned it. But yeah, I'm proud of where I'm at with the podcast. I feel like I'm noticeably better. I feel like I'm getting better. I feel like I'm figuring this out and finding my voice finally. Finally figuring out what I want this to do. I feel like I have a fucking product now. I feel like I can talk about anything at will. And make it somewhat entertaining. Some episodes, don't go back and look. Because, you know. But you know, most of them. I'm trying to get to that 1,000 batting average. Right now, I don't know where I'm at. But I'm trying. And really trying. All year, I've rewatched every single episode that I've put out. And it's brutal. It's fucking brutal sometimes. But I have to do it. Because you got to get those extra sets, those extra reps. However you want to look at it. I feel like I look at it like an athlete. Just because I was sports oriented my whole time or my whole life. And then now I'm a workout junkie. For the sake of my mind. But that's the thing. That's the thing is you got to practice. You got to try. You got to try. If you want to be great. You have to fucking try. You have to go for it. And I mean really try. Really try. Thinking about it. Thinking about how I can improve. So that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing. I've been studying film. That's what I call it. That's what I call it to myself in my head. I'm like, we gotta watch film. And it's just looking at it. It's the same thing as when you're in sports, and I played football, so it's that same thing where you're doing film on, you play the game on Friday, you look at it on Saturday, and you see that. It's like, goddamn, that's a good-ass play. Hold on, coach, can we stick on this one? He's like, fuck no. What happened the next play? And then you just, boom, you get fucked up. You lay an egg the next play. You get trapped. Put on your ass by the guard. That's football terms. You know, it's not important. You just get fucked up. You got lit up. You got boomed. You got slammed. You got dinged. You got popped. That's crazy. That's crazy to think about that. I really just watched all of those fucking episodes that I put out. There was one that I was not man enough to rewatch, and that was the depression one. That was the what the hell is it called? So one where I just laid out everything that happened so I could move on. And it was scary as fuck. It was scary as hell to do that. To do that 4 hours, like almost 4 hours straight. But I feel better. I felt like I could let go finally. And that's what I'm saying is I'm pretty proud of where I'm at these days. I set boundaries with people that needed to be set. I've refound myself. This whole year has just been about refinding who the hell I am, figuring out what the fuck I am after everything that happened, rebuilding myself, putting myself back together again, like Humpty Dumpty, but jacked as shit. Jacked as fuck, bro. I eat my eggs. Bitch, I am an egg. I am the protein. Lean protein, bitch. Rah. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Humpty Dumpty got the fuck back up and fucked up that motherfucking wall that made him fall. Amen. I don't know what I'm saying. Let me get back on track. But yeah, it feels good. It feels good. I'm proud of the podcast now. That was something that I wasn't. I was not proud of this shit whatsoever. I went through a run there where I would just be in my bed. Just in my bed, just fucked up. In the fetal position. Like, way too early. The sun's still up too early. Just in my bed. I'm not trying to get out of bed. Because I felt like I was fucking up my whole life with this podcast. I would just be curled up in a ball and head in my hands. Just holding my hands over my ears and blankets over me. And just trying to weather that storm of insanity. Because it was, and I just, similar to a panic attack type thing, just thinking that I'm bringing shame to everybody that is in my family and all of that, feeling like I'm wasting my life. And now, I mean, what changed was I realized I got to make some shit. It's because my shit was ass. I wasn't making something that I'm proud of. And these days, I took this whole year to really focus on that and just try and make this a show that I'm fucking proud of. And I try to do that every episode. I try to do that. And I don't even check the views. I try not to. Admittedly, I will occasionally on YouTube, and I gotta figure that shit out. Maybe we'll work on that next year. But, you know, between the rebranding, calling it the Madhouse, the Meeker's Madhouse, because that Anakin Meeker podcast, it wasn't working. Meeker's Madhouse makes a little bit more sense. It sounds cooler to me. I'm proud of it. I'm more proud of it. Try to get those thumbnails better. Just try to improve. That's been the name of this whole fucking game. It's been the name of this whole goddamn year. If I could summarize this whole year, it's just been trying to be great. Trying is very... I'm not great yet. I'm not great yet. I can admit that. Because there's other things that I need to improve on. If we're focusing on the show, it's getting too incel-y. It's getting too incel-y. I don't like it. I don't like the women hate. I don't like that I do that. And I'll admit it. I'll admit it. I'll be honest. It comes from a place of insecurity. Like saying shit like I can't get laid on the show. First of all, that's a lie. That's a lie, and I'm not trying to be conceited. That's just a flat out lie. So it's like it's not me. It's like I can. It's not easy, but I can. And I've been, you know, it's just shit like that. It's like, come on, man, what the fuck are you doing? Let's get better. Let's get fucking better. Let's improve here. Because it's getting incel-y. It's getting fucking weird. I don't like that. I don't like the women hate shit. It's coming from, you know, I got mommy issues. I'll be honest with you. I got mommy issues. I got mom problems. Not one, but two. And I've always struggled to date. Working on that. But that's where it comes from, and I'll admit it. I'll tell you right now. It's not cool. It's not cool being like that. Said some shit. No, I won't go there. Never mind. Never mind. Nope, we're trying to be better. We're trying to get better. Now, admittedly, I'm gonna probably still... I mean... I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to try not to. You know? Other questionable shit. Just trying to improve. just trying to improve. Because I don't want to say anything on here because I know some fucking weirdo in like a year, I'm going to say some shit. And then they're going to be like, remember, oh, he said a woman joke because it was super fucking funny or was trying to be funny. He thought it'd be funny. And he said a year ago that he was gonna not going to do that anymore. It's like, shut up. Just fuck you. And I'm not trying to deal with that. So we're just trying to improve. I like the idea. I don't remember when I said it, but it was like, be subtly racist. It's like, you don't have to be obviously racist. You can, that's what I want to be, subtly racist. No, not subtly racist, but like subtle. What am I trying to say here? Because I don't mean subtly racist. That's not what I mean. Just like patient. Patient. The yelling, I feel like, is a lot. So like being patient with my insanity bursts, my nuclear warheads of screams. Because I know I've got it. I know I got that shit. And I can turn on the RPMs and go on a full sprint. But it also has to be something palatable. So trying to go in and out of there. And we'll see if I can do it. I need to practice more. That's for sure. Need to practice more. We're just trying to get better out here. And I encourage you to do the same. Because that's all there is to this life. Just every single day, try to get a little bit better than you were the day before. You're not going to always do it. And shit, you might go like a day, a month, where you just get stuck at zero. Or maybe you even go back a little bit. But as long as you're breathing, you can fucking continue. And then get that 1% better every single day again. Just get right back on that fucking horse, bitch. Quit playing. Quit playing around. Quit feeling sorry. Get the fuck up. And that's our goal. That should be our goal this year. Whatever you're trying to do. Whether you can't get out of bed because you're so fucking sad. You hate yourself so much. You feel never-ending pain. It feels like you have a black hole in your heart, sucking away all your emotions and will to live. If you're in that place, you can get 1% better by sitting up in bed. Don't let yourself lay down. Take a day. One day you sit up in bed. One day you make it an extra hour out of bed. And shit, sometimes your 1% better is not fucking harming yourself. And that's cool. Just keep it on. Keep it on. Hang in there. Hang in there. You have to. You have to. Maybe you get panic attacks or something crazy. You have crazy anxiety. I don't even like using those terms. I hate using those terms now. Especially... Nowadays, I don't like it. I don't like saying that you struggle. I suffer from depression. I suffer from ADHD. I suffer from anxiety. It's like, quit suffering, bitch. Fucking stomp that shit out. You can. You can. And that's what I'm saying is, you know, if you get freaked out, if you get stressed, if you start getting overwhelmed, you get into that fight or flight mode, you have anxiety. Because putting it like that, saying that I have anxiety, you're turning it into a living being. You're setting up a wall inside of your head. Fuck that, bitch. It's locked in there with you. You can use it, so do it. Rah! You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because you can. You can. And that's... You know what? That since we're reflecting on this year, that's something that I can throw out there, is I've learned, you know, not to get too anime, comic book, superhero ass shit, but I've learned to harness the shit like depression and anxiety and paranoia that I feel. And again, I hate that I have to use that term, and maybe one day we won't have to. And so when I say sad, I mean, that's what I mean. Same thing right there. So like, for example, it's, you can use that shit. Well, just to close out that thought, just try to get 1% better every fucking day. If you're like, if you're too freaked out socially, you're not sure what, you don't know what to do, you don't want to talk to anybody, go talk to somebody. Force yourself. Go say hi. Or at least try. Just try. That's all I'm saying is just try. Just try to get better this year. 2025, we're going to try. Try 2025. We're going to try and get 1% better every fucking day. It's not always going to work. Sometimes you're going to fall flat on your face. And maybe you don't have any issues. At least up in your brain. And so then congratulations. Congratulations. You're doing a lot better than almost everybody that exists on Earth. And that means you have a duty for excellence. So get fucking better. Choose something and get better at it. Workouts. That's what I lean to. I mean, my three is workouts, podcasting, and art. That's what I'm trying to get better at. Relationships. Maybe you got something going on at home. Maybe you got a crazy parent. Maybe you got a whore wife. Damn it. I already failed the woman hate. Fuck. We'll wait till next year. Next year. We'll get it next year. Next year. We'll stop the woman hate. We'll try. No promises. But we'll try. That's what it's about. Try 2025, bitch. It's like shit like that. It's like, talk to him. Maybe you got something going on with your brother, your sister. Something going on there. I'll just try. Even if you, yeah, I don't know. Shit like that. It's like maybe you can't figure out financing. Maybe you're always struggling to pay the bills. Maybe you're an alcoholic. Maybe you're a goddamn pothead, that one of those fiends that it's like, I could quit anytime. Prove it, bitch. Come on. Let's get better. Go one day without it. You'll find out. Be irritable and all that. Come on, son. But going back to the using that sadness or that, you know, that stress that you feel or paranoia or whatever, you can use that. And that's something I've learned this year. I've learned that this year. Because you can. And what do I mean? It's like, again, we'll use kind of, I'm just going to use the common language as much as it fucking bothers me. But like, you know, depression, for example, if you have that. Nah, fuck that shit. Fuck you, bitch. I'm not going to bow. When I say sadness, that's what I'm talking about. When you're feeling this deep sadness that seems to be never ending, what is that? It's a heightened emotion. It's a heightened feeling. Something's wrong. Something's deeply wrong. Something's deeply bothering you. So listen to it. Listen to your body. Listen to what's happening. Listen to it. It's telling you. Your body will tell you a hell of a lot more than your brain ever fucking could. Or some fucking dope in a lab coat could tell you. Listen to your body. Just listen to it. It's like, fuck, I'm so goddamn sad. So miserable. I don't know what I can't even get out of this bed, man. And it's like, why? Could be any reason. but start listening to it, because there will be moments when it's not that way, and there will be moments when it gets real bad, and you spiral for a while, and you start focusing on, you know, once you begin finding yourself a little bit more stasis, because that's difficult. That's difficult. I know how hard that shit is. And that's why it's just that 1% better. If you're stuck in bed because you're too damn low, just get focused. Just today, just try and sit up. Just swing your leg over off the side of the bed. That's our goal. Tomorrow, we'll try and get out of this bed. Just get a little bit better. Keep taking those steps. But you can use that depression. You can use that depression as a strength. That sadness. Where you go, all right, I was cool up until I talked to this person. And then I was sad for a fucking while. Noted. We're going to note that. And we're going to continue. Where it's like, I went to this job. And I was fucking fine. I was doing great. On the weekend, I was great. All of a sudden, Monday hit. By 3 p.m., I want to die. Noted. It's like, I was cool. I was having a great time at school. I was with my friends. I was playing. We were playing sports, whatever. We were all out behind the football field waiting to get picked up by our parents, by our mom and dads. On that big green generator thing. My boy Marco just fucking pants Demetrius. Gave him an old smack on the cheeks. And Demetrius turned around. He's like, hey, bro, what the fuck? And poor Marco got his fucking ass ate. True story. Shout out to Marco. You will be missed, man. He was never the same. Never the same. But you could use that. But then after that, you go home because you were having a great time, unlike Marco. And, you know, you get really down. It's like, note that. And then after you do that multiple times, you'll start noticing the pattern. Just keep it in mind. And then you're like, oh shit, okay, so this person, I can't pinpoint exactly what's going on, like why this person is making me feel this way, but my instincts, my body is telling me through this deep sadness that I should not be around them. Something's wrong here. And almost every time you'll find that it'll be right. It'll be right. And it's no... it'll be right. And you'll... It shouldn't be a problem. If that person is a stand-up person not to be worried about, it won't be a problem. They won't force the issue. But then if they do force the issue that you leave and they get pissed off about it, they get upset and all of that. And I'm not saying go out in a fiery explosion. Don't do that. Don't start fights. But just kind of be like, maybe we should hang out less type deal. I don't know. Every case is different. So, you know, handle your life how you will handle it to the best of your ability. 1% better, 2025, bitch, come on. But like if they, you can learn something valuable from that. And that's what I've been doing, is finding out. It's like, okay, this person, I love them, but I know that if I hang out with them for a little bit too long, I am going to be wrecked for a few hours. They make me sad. And so you just adjust accordingly. You can use that. It's like, holy fuck, this fucking party. Ooh, I'm freaking out. I don't like these people. I don't know what's going on. Something's wrong here. Same deal. It's like, you're cool. Use that. Noted. You don't like that group of people. Something's off. You don't just go where you're fit, where you're comfortable. I'm not saying run away from your problems, but you can use your body to kind of be like, okay, something, why am I anxious here? Why is this person making me depressed? What is my body trying to tell me? Or if, okay, so I'll level with you. I've said it on the show before. But the medication I took for when I was in hell, when the doctors put me through hell, the psychiatric medication, it did make me, I think, obviously I'm not a medical professional, but I fucking, you know, I have experience going crazy in the psych ward, and I'm pretty sure it made me paranoid schizophrenic, at the very least schizophrenic, because I was hearing voices and shit in my head, and I've got that under control, which I can, actually, I'll get into it, how I harness that these days. It's more like, if you are dealing with something insane like that, you can still find a way to use it. So, for example, now that I'm in a better spot, like, let me just be clear that I'm not constantly hearing voices and the screams of the damned and all that stuff. Like, I'm good now. I'm good. I got my head right. But there are times where my brain gets loud. It does get loud. And you can use that to your advantage by taking everything into consideration. Everything you're hearing. So it's like, or if you're deeply paranoid type deal, it's like, I'm going to use my logic. The government is 99, it's probably not staring at me through that camera that's on this laptop. I know that they are, but they're not. They're probably not. They could, but they're probably not. But it's been noted. I took it into consideration. This, it's like, okay, that is a possibility. You can use that as a possibility. It's like, okay, that guy, I don't know what his deal is. Something's telling me that he's going to pull out a fucking gun and shoot me right in the goddamn face. Noted. I'm going to go over here because for whatever reason, something's going on there. He's probably fine. He's probably nice. But I don't know him, and I'm going to play it safe. And just shit like that. It's like, noted. I'm going to keep going about my life, but danger has been noted, and I'm just going to be head on a swivel. It's like, I'll be the first motherfucker out of there if my intuition was right. And that's what I'm saying is, I think we're so far away from using our instinct and using our intuition and listening to our bodies because we've accepted these diagnoses and told that we have issues when it's never been an issue. It's never been the issue. The issue is not, it's not a God. It's not a God. It's, like I said, that whatever the fuck you're dealing with mentally, it's locked in there with you. You're the beast. You're the monster. That thing is fucking, it pales in comparison to your power. It's your domain. Destroy it. Use it. Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. But that's what I'm saying. And that's something that I figured out, and it never would have happened if I didn't keep trying to get better. And really just honing in. Because I could have accepted it. The beginning of this year, I could have just accepted it. I could have just sat back and been like, oh, I'm so sad. And I get it if you do. Because I did for so long. Because I didn't know any better. I didn't know that it could get better. I didn't believe. I didn't think that it could. And, you know, that's the, yeah, won't get too philosophical today. But that's what I'm saying is, I don't know, I'm just reflecting on the year, I guess. There's no point. There's no point today. We just got a new year, and I'm fucking thankful. I'm really proud of myself. I feel good about myself, and I can say that with honesty for the first time in my life, that I feel really fucking good about where I'm at, who I am, and shit, what I'm doing. I'm proud of it. I want to wear this fucking podcast, tell people about it on me, like Superman wears that S on his chest. Just boom. This is my show, bitch. Quit playing with me. And then art-wise, man, I feel... I got some shit cooking up that's gonna fuck people up. Oh my god, I'm so ready. Oh man, maybe I'll put a deadline on it. Just art-wise, I'm on a new level. And I know that this is only the beginning. I know the sky's the limit. And it's fun. It's a little fun. Because we got a little competition now. I think about that. I think about AI. I think about AI a little bit. Not a little bit. I think about it sometimes. There's been times. That pyramid painting, if anybody knows. Some, maybe you don't, but maybe I'll throw it up at the end of this episode. Actually, that's what I'll do. Cause I put my art at the end of the episodes. So if you want to see that, you can stick around. It's also on my Instagram, which is in the description. But like that pyramid painting that I did, that's honestly, that's my favorite one that I've done so far. There's a couple of them that take the cake, if you will. But I was really fucking proud of that. I'm so proud of the art that I've put out this year. Like, I put out three really solid fucking pieces that if that's what I would be remembered by, I would be like, yeah. But the pyramid one, I was thinking about that. That gave me motivation sometimes, where I'm like, man, you got some competition, bitch. It's not just humans anymore. This is survival of the fittest. You got to do something so hard, something so human, so raw, that a machine can't even do it. It can't even fucking compete. That these other motherfuckers, these halfwits that are painting trends and shit, doing these Louis Nikes, this weird ass, never mind. I'm not going to hate on art. Everybody's got their own art. But I get passionate. But shit like that where I'm like, come on, motherfucker. Because I'm competitive. I'm so competitive. Yeah, I take that back about the... Honestly, I'll admit it. I think the Louis V Nike decal things that people do, I know it's a trend. And it's like a Pinterest thing at this point. The custom shoes. They are cool. I'll say it. They're cool. They're fucking cool. They're cool. Especially the off-whites. I like it. Okay. And I'm jealous. There, I said it. We're trying to get better this year. And next year. I'll be honest. I was jealous. That's where it came from. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. But I'm jealous. I'm jealous that I can't go viral yet. But one day, we'll... I don't want to go viral, actually. I just want to be great. I just want to be as good as I can. I don't even... Fuck viral. What does it even mean, anyway? Fame is fleeting. I just want to be as good as I possibly can. But yeah, art. I think about that. I'm competitive. And I'm like... I was thinking about that during that pyramid painting. Which I'm going to add to. I'm going to add to it. I have to. I see... It's interesting, this art thing. And this is... I mean, reflecting, that's one way that that I got better this year in art that I can say and be proud of is that I learned to be a hell of a lot more patient. And I mean, if you're an artist too, or trying to be, just be patient. The patience is everything. Maybe that's my biggest goal for 2025 is patience. Actually, no, I have a bigger goal. It's to get the fuck out of here. Kind of trying to get the fuck out of here, hopefully. I got to do my part. I got to do my part. God will do what... I don't know. That's not the right way to put it. We're going to stay. We're going to keep it out. But, you know, I want to just get the fuck out of here. I'm hoping. I really hope I can get the fuck out of this place next year. It's what I want, deep down. But we'll see. I got to do my part. I'm going to do everything I possibly can. And we'll see if we can. But art-wise, be patient. The patience, that was a big one, was deciding. I had to actively, what I used to do is I would do everything in one sitting, like one night. Just go fucking fast, just blah, 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 so much paint, just throw it all on there. And I feel like I made some good shit, and I can still tap into that. And I do have that speed still. But then do that speed every single night and be patient. Keep the pace, but be patient. Keep run the long race. Make something great. And so, like, with that pyramid painting I was talking about, you don't even have to, like, look at it to be following, so don't worry. You can if you want. Instagram. Anakin Meeker. No spaces. But, just, like, I looked at it, I was done. I looked at it and I was like, it's good. This thing is good. But something wasn't quite right, and I didn't really know. I didn't know what it was. I couldn't figure it out. And then, like, however many months, like 4 or 5 months have passed. And then finally, I knew something at the bottom was missing, but I've got it now. I can see it. I know what's going to happen now. So yeah, I've got it. And that's what I mean, is just be patient. Because to find out, for example, the Mona Lisa was a lifetime project, I believe. I know it was something crazy. I want to say at least a decade Da Vinci took to do that. And it's like, my pieces are just tiny little pieces. I need to, if I want to be on that level, I have to do what, I have to take a page, I can learn from them, see what I can learn from them. And when I found out that the, you know, you talk about Da Vinci, that's like his one. Is that safe to say? All those, you know, all those artists about to come after me. Forgive me, I haven't studied Da Vinci as much as I want, because Michelangelo is my dude. The Statue of David and then the Sistine Chapel I think they're the greatest works of art of all time, everything, out of anything ever. And he talked shit the entire time that he did. And I mean shit. Like, he told a motherfucker in his class that he was no artist and he'll never be anything compared to himself. Something like, he would just jaw at motherfuckers while making the greatest pieces of art. And I relate to that. I love that shit. I love that shit. I'm all about being humble. But god damn it, I love it when motherfuckers talk shit. I love good shit talking. It's just fun. It sucks, but it's fun. Yeah, whatever. Like Mayweather, Conor McGregor type shit. Just, but Michelangelo did get his fucking nose collapsed by getting punched in the face by that kid that he was talking shit to. So, you know, keep that in mind. He got what came for. But I like that. But I got to get into Da Vinci. But, it's like finding out that the Mona Lisa just took, I think, decade. I'm pretty sure it was a lifetime project. He just kept touching it and touching it and touching it. And coming back to it. And I think that would be cool. That's what it takes. It's like, something, what can we add here? What can we do here? Let's be patient. Let's wait. So, yeah. doing stuff like that relationship wise. I got to improve there. And I think I've made tremendous strides in that aspect. Cause my issue, my biggest issue with the ladies is not taking a hint. And unfortunately that comes from, you know, just from, I want to make it clear that I don't have any animosity in my heart towards my parents at all. I don't. Not these days. But, like, there was no love in the household. I never saw the signs of affection, and it was always very pushy. One side was very pushy. Angry. All the time. It was my way or the highway. And so there were never... I never really got that, I never saw a, not even one example of, you know, love and taking a hint and that kind of mutual respect between parents. Maybe they had some kind of weird ass respect that worked for them and kept them together. And I don't know, it's not my place to say, but, yeah, I mean, I don't know how to take a hint. I do not know how to fucking take a hint. And I know who I get that from, and I'm not going to say who. But yeah, just working on that. And it's been hard. It's been hard, and there's... I mean, just today, I had to own up to it. I'm like, listen, I'm... Obviously, you're not trying to do this, so... And I'm not good at taking a hint, so... I hope I didn't make you uncomfortable. I'll leave you alone now. I'll see you later. Just shit like that. Just trying to get better. Finding ways. Because that's the thing, man, is... Especially with dating, when you're single and... It's hard. It's hard these days. Everybody wants a career. Less people going outside, all of that. You can just DoorDash pussy. Or dick. Whatever you like. You can just DoorDash that shit. Get it delivered. Pussy a la mode. Right to your doorstep. And that's not the way it should be. That's not right. At least not for me. That's not my thing. Some people, they do that, but that's not what I'm trying to do. I want a strong wife, motherfucker. I know what I want now. And I'm willing to make that sacrifice. But yeah, just trying to get better there. Because that's the thing. It's so easy. It's so easy to be like, man, fuck it. These dating apps, they're making it so I'm single. And shut up. Or like, all women are evil. All women. Fucking women.
Your body, my choice.
That clip that went, you know, some people know, some people won't. Just shit like that, the women hate, that I was starting to fall into, because I was getting frustrated, and I'll admit that. I fucked up. I was stupid. Doing all that. Because, the thing I'm trying to say, the thing I'm wanting to say and not saying is, it's on you. It's really on you. You got to take accountability. It's like, why am I striking out? What's going on here? Let's fucking get better. Let's get 1% better every day. So I'm going to take this time to get better at relationships. What am I doing here? Oh, she dropped a hint. That, you know, she wasn't interested. And I didn't take it. And now I'm fucking harassing her. Not harassing, but... Yeah, whatever. We'll be... Tough love. Tough self-love. Not abuse. There's a difference. Tough self-love. Be like, yeah, I'm fucking up. That's fine. We can fix it. Like, don't abuse yourself. Don't call yourself an idiot. And I'd be a hypocrite if I said that I didn't do that. It's hard. But give yourself some tough love. Hold yourself accountable. It's like, why am I fucking striking out with these women that I like? What's going on here? What am I doing wrong? Ask yourself. Figure it out. And you'll find that the answer is usually pretty clear. As long as you try, you're good. And then, you know, yeah, just figure out where you're going wrong. Really try to figure out. Really be honest with yourself. It's like, man, I ain't listened to her. I did not listen to her. All I did was talk about myself. Or maybe it's like, man, one of the things that I know I would do is just be too open. Especially when I was hurting. Like, yeah, my family, I got family issues, and then I feel so sad all the time, and I'm dealing with this depression and suicide, and it's like, listen, you got to be honest. Maybe you're not ready for a relationship yet. Maybe you got to get yourself right. You got to try and fix that first. Because put yourself in her shoes, or the guy's shoes, and be like, man, if I'm being fucking crazy, or like I'm just being sad and depressed all the time, and I'm just telling him all this stuff that would just be, if somebody was just sitting there telling me how sad their life is, I'm gonna get bummed out, and then I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna listen to that depression, that sadness that I feel, and it's like, why is that person making me feel this way? It's been noted, I'm going to move away from him. And I am, and then, you know, that's how, I mean, that's that, I don't know if that made sense, but just being like, you can't just be sad. Maybe if you're that sad and you're in that much pain, kind of right that ship. Don't use that person to fill your void. Stuff like that. It's like, maybe I'm talking too much. Or maybe I just don't care. Maybe I just don't. Because that's a tough one for me as well. Is like being, actually a trick that's been working for me lately. Is just sex is off the table. Sex is off the table. I'm not trying to fuck. Because that'll just cut right to the heart of it. And I know that some people are like, duh. But I'm telling you, when you're single for so long and you're addicted to porn and or whatever, you know, hookups or just flirting or whatever you're doing, no matter your gender or sexuality, it's like eventually if you just, it's hard to be like, all right, am I looking at this person? Am I interested in this person because they're hot, because I'm trying to fuck? Or am I actually interested in this person? And so my trick, maybe it'll help somebody else that's struggling with this, has been to, I mean, number one, the foundation for all of this is just try to continue to be better. But then also just being like, sex is off the table. We're not fucking, we're not fucking tonight. I want to know. And then you'll find out. It's like, all right, I actually don't want to hang out with this person. Now, again, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. There's times where I don't make it to the date, but there's days where I'm like, I probably shouldn't have texted that person or called that person, or you know how it is, single guy. But yeah, we're trying to get better. And so take some time and be like, am I being a fucking creep? Am I being fucking weird as shit? Am I being a douchebag right now? Why am I single? Why is my situation this way? Why does this person make me feel this way? It's all these things. So I guess that's what I'm saying. Because that's my goal. That's what I've been doing this year. And that's what I'm reflecting on right now. It's been fun. It's been a good-ass year. I feel like I made fucking strides. Not even strides. Dude, I'm taking off. And this is just the beginning. I can feel it. Actually, no, I'm going to take that back because I know how... If I say that, I take that back. If I say that, all hell is going to break loose again. So I'm just going to keep doing right. Keep trying to do right. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I've got my own goals for this new year. The big one is to get the fuck out. I'm trying to get the fuck out. I hope. I'm going to do everything I can to make that happen. I'm going to try. And I mean, like, try. I mean, really try. Stay focused. Don't get anyone pregnant. It's the big one. It's the big fucking one. But also, try to make this podcast better. Try to make this podcast a lot better. I'm not going to tell you how the sausage is made, but I already did a little bit. Gave you a little peek behind the curtain into my mind. Don't look too long. It's like staring into the abyss. The abyss will stare back at you. You might go a little cuckoo, cuckoo if you look into my head a little too long. But I can handle it. I'm good. And then my art, just keep doing that. Keep grinding that shit. And I've got one more big project that it's this book. It's this book that I'm doing. I want to do a graphic novel type thing. So, but that's not for a long time. But finish that. And then really get to work on editing it. And then painting it. So yeah, those are my goals. My big goal is to... But the overarching, the foundation of it all. That you can play along at home too. It's to just get 1% better every single day. Do something. Because that timer, you got to have that timer. Don't forget. Don't forget why we celebrate this new year. Every year. The root of it is that we survived. We survived. Because, I mean, we're in society and in America. Thank God. Literally, thank God that we have, that I'm here. But it's so easy to forget in your comforts that this shit is fleeting. And that there's a countdown happening, and you gotta make the most of it. You gotta make the most of it. You have to. So yeah. I think that's a good place to stop. I wish all of you a happy new year. I love you all. This has been fucking awesome. You guys have no idea. I'm trying not to get emotional right now because it's not like, you know, I'm no Markiplier or Joe Rogan or Icon. I'm not an icon or anything, but I went like 4 years straight without having a direction, and it got ugly. It got really ugly. We got close. We got close to death. Yeah, you know, it's... I'm just trying to say thank you, really, for this year. Thank you all for listening. And I do mean that. I do really mean that every time I say it, because people listen, and it's... It's not a lot, but I'm thankful for every single one of them. and I love doing it. So it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to get too weird. I had a good stopping point, so I'm just going to shut the fuck up. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a great new year. Yeah, love you. Goodbye.